Okay, Madam Chair, we're ready to go.
Okay. The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice published on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the town to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Mr. Barlow, can we have the open public notices meeting? A notice read, please.
Sure, Madam Chair. In keeping with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines on virtual meetings, the Zoom link has been provided by Ms. Buckley and in all the appropriate notices, and therefore it's appropriate for us to go forward in this virtual setting.
Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Espinoza?
Here.
Mr. Atkins? Mr. Foster?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. This flag is over our shoulder. Can we please recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United
States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. The swearing in of the professionals.
Madam Chair, I don't think we're going to be having any testimony this evening, so I don't even think Mr. Ronerson is on the meeting.
He was on earlier, but
yeah, we don't need to swear at it.
Okay. Our agenda tonight, do we have any changes or amendments?
Do we have to pay the bills first, Madam Chair, number six?
Okay, well, I was going to do that.
Oh, okay.
It called for a vote, and I figured we could do the changes first.
Gotcha. Yes, Madam Chair. Number 10, which is Tanglewood Terrace, LLC, Block 2201, Lot 23.01 and 24. Which is 32 and 50 Old New Brunswick Road, has been carried to the October 12th, 2022 meeting. They had appropriately noticed and sent out all of their mailings. So there'll be no further notice if anyone is on the call this evening for that. You won't get a new notice, but the matter will be heard on October 12th, 2022. That's the only change I'm aware of, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a motion to pay the bills?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Good. Roll call, please, Ms. Buckley.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. I saw someone's hands up, Mr. Atkins.
No.
You just tell us he's here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because he has joined the meeting.
Okay. Item number 8, adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on August 10th.
Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 22PB08, IPT, Kingsbridge Grove Business Center Urban Renewal LLC for preliminary and final site plan.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second that motion.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the resolution for 22PB-15. Rockefeller Group Development Corporation, preliminary and final site plan.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize application 21PV-42/43V for Ravine Heights LLC and Kadari for major subdivision and bulk variant.
Do I have a second?
Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Adkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of August 10th.
Do I have a second? Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Adkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item 10 has been adjourned, so we move on to item 11, which is a discussion of the one-year extension of time to perfect minor subdivisions for block 8404, lot 2, a property known as 9 Water Street.
Madam Chair, just briefly, this is a minor subdivision that Mr. Morris represented the applicant as part of the process. It's turned out that the DEP is requiring them to get a general permit number 10. And the meaningful part of that is it's taking about 9 months right now for the DEP to turn that permit around. So he has he can get an additional year from the board to perfect the subdivision. So out of an abundance of caution, Mr. Morris wrote and requested that the board grant an additional year till September 16, 2023 to allow him and his client to jump through all the DEP hoops so they can comply with the statute and perfect the subdivision. And that's allowed under the statute.
We have any discussion from the board?
Madam Chair, this is Councilwoman Cahill. You know, this is a resident. I honestly do not personally have any issue with us extending this to this resident. It seems to me that, you know, there's nothing here to be gained by the resident financially or in that respect, and they're trying to do the right thing. I'm not sure how the rest of the board feels, but I can tell you, I don't see why there would be any issue with it unless Mr. Barlow feels otherwise or if Ms. Corcoran does.
Councilwoman Cahill, I think it's completely appropriate, and he's trying to get the resolution before his time even ran. So they're being very proactive, and you're right. There's nothing to be gained by delaying. It just delays his project, but you know, we've all had experiences with the DEP, and you know, they're, you know, overworked and understaffed, I guess. So it would be appropriate for the board to grant the adjournment or the extension, excuse me.
Extension. Should we open it up for the public?
You can out of an abundance of caution, Ms.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Do you see anyone who's raised their hands on this issue, Ms. Buckley? The public who might want to speak?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Close to the public. Do we need a vote on this, Mr. Barlow?
Yes, Madam Chair.
All of you.
Somebody would need if there'd be a motion to grant the extension and a second, and then you could do a roll call.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll make
a motion
that
to extend.
Yep.
Okay.
Councilwoman Kay will make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second.
Thank you. Ms. Buckley, would you call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Well, that's the end of our agenda. Our next meeting will be October the 12th, and everyone's have a safe and happy holiday and weekend.
A 9-minute meeting. Well done, everyone.
That goes down on the record.
Correct. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Be safe, everyone. Bye-bye.
Tom, could I ask you a question?
Of course.
This is Reverend Kenny. Are you going to be in there Saturday? They're dedicated in South River, dedicated a street to my cousin Drew Pearson.
I saw in the paper that I saw in the paper that they were doing that. That's awesome. I'm not sure if I knew he was your cousin, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually going to be down at my brother's house in Collingswood with my nephews, but that's going to be a great occasion.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy. Okay.
Night, all.
Take good night, care. Everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
Take care.